Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi guys, and welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving a Flying
Fuck. Not a tiny one.
This is the podcast where we celebrate being positive.
Aspirational women.
Yes. Now today we're a little bit ropey.
And yeah, I would say...
Me more than you.
You, yeah, and you've hit it hard this weekend, haven't you?
And I never hit it hard.
No, you don't.
So that's why it's like...
Do you know what? The problem with drinking is it's all well and good. It's all fun. But you are not right for a week.
Yeah, this is going to take me a few days. Yeah, I can't see myself waking up tomorrow morning normal.
No, and you're just not 100%.
Like, you're not normal and you only did Friday.
I only did Friday and I was in bed for 10. And I'm still now on Monday. I'm all right, but I can't say I feel fantastic. I feel a bit like my life's gone, like a bit like, oh, fuck, I need to do this and that and this
Ed
and that.
Ed texts me like, I've got the shakes.
Oh, bless him. So we've had quite a sociable weekend, yeah, haven't we?
So
really?
We went to Harvey Nichols' Julie Perry event on Friday. I loved that.
I really enjoyed it
How
as well.
How much fun was it?
It was really fun. I want to go to more of those.
Yeah, well done.
Does she do a Christmas one?
I think she does.
Yeah, I'd like to do more. I enjoyed it. I think the women there
were sound.
So much fun. Yeah. There was a table near us as well, and it was, I say the word older women, older than us.
Behind, yes. Yeah, and they had such fun.
And they must have, I wouldn't like to guess their age, but they were a lot older than us.
Yeah.
And they were just dressed in the trouser suits,
immaculate.
The hair was blown, and they were up and dancing. Yeah. And it was lovely, wasn't it?
Do you know what? It?
It
was just a mix of all different ages, all different kinds of people, but everyone was just there to have fun and
everyone
look
was
good.
Nice.
Yeah, everyone was nice.
And everyone looked really nice. And it was just, we saw a lot of people we knew as well, didn't we?
Do you know what I must say as well? Harvey Nichols, what a nice venue that
was. It was lovely,
wasn't it?
Really nice. It was really funny.
We should do something there.
Yeah, good shout. So yeah. I went, so how did we start? I went to yours, didn't I?
We started at like 10 a.m.
yeah, we got our makeup done, didn't we? Alicia did our makeup.
Alicia is so good at makeup,
really really good. But we had, before we went out, we had like the that nervous energy, didn't we? And I, because we don't go out much anymore, I always used to get it. Yeah, I always used to get it, but not as bad, and it was like my insides were going
yeah.
And like we were like shaky, just for what? Because we were going out for a dinner. It
does
stupid.
Everyone get that? I feel like they do.
And I had the shits, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
And it was just a bit like, but you gave me a matcha, my first ever
matcha,
and I liked it.
Yes. So it's this matcha. It's called Raise and Replenish, but basically it's matcha, and it's got like ashwagandha in it. It's got all kinds of different things in it. So it's, I didn't throw her in at the deep end with the matcha.
Oh, it's the different kinds.
Yeah.
Right.
But this one, for you, it sorted you out, didn't it? Because we were like, shall we have a wine? And then we're like, No.
I enjoyed it. And then
we didn't get too pissed either.
I was steaming.
Were you?
I feel like
I wasn't as bad.
Do you know, this is really weird. Do you know when you don't feel steaming at the time, but when I look back, I was legless. I don't remember. I woke up at 3 a.m. with that.
Where's my phone? Where's my bag?
Yeah. Where's my phone? That straight away. And James, as he always does, had got me a glass of water and everything. But I woke up and I was like, my phone. But I remember Kay taking me home. I remember being at home with James. James got me some big plate of chips when I got in. Yeah. I remember all that, but I don't remember going to bed. And when I look back, I think, no, I was pretty...
Do you know what?
When we went to Albert Slosh, I was really pissed.
I forgot we went there, so there you go.
I was really pissed there.
Oh,
I was.
My God.
But we had such a good time. And we met Kozza.
Kaz.
Kazzy again.
Yes, she is just lovely. We missed the whole bit of her talking, though, because Lauren made me go out for a fag with her.
No. Why do I get blamed? You did suggest we go.
Yeah, and I was like, no, wait. And then when we walked back in, Lauren was like, just walk back to the table. I was like, I'm not fucking... Are you not glad now?
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
so we were at the front, and I mean, everyone was sat down and watching her on stage, and I just wanted to slyly come through to our chairs.
We did hear the end. She is very good at speaking.
But Ashley was like, no, you sit at the back now. You've made us miss. You know, like assembly, when you miss assembly, if you sit
at
the back.
Well, you can't just walk through, and then Lauren would probably fall over in the middle of it. Like, no.
You're right. So we sat at the back.
Yeah.
And watched. And that was good. Yeah. And Namina was fantastic. Oh, she spoke about her breast cancer experience.
That was just...
really sad, wasn't it? And
so
she
sad.
told us all about that.
Like, she's like the same age as us.
Yeah,
as well.
It was scary, but really interesting.
But she looked absolutely...
Oh my God, incredible.
I've literally got goosebumps after
She
that
looked
now.
Absolutely
like,
amazing.
Was, yeah, she's just had breast cancer and
she's like telling the journey.
Finishing a treatment now, so... We've got another friend that's got breast cancer at the minute, Amy.
Yeah, scary, isn't it? And I think it's just a reminder to check your titties.
I got my smear test letter yesterday as well.
Shit, my smear.
You
need to book mine in. No, I got the letter absolutely ages ago.
Yeah, you need to book it in, please.
Right, okay, I'll put that on my list. I'll make sure
please.
I do that. Yes, I will make sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had a good day. So we had a good dance, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then we went to Albert Slosh for a bit, which was... ropey in my memory, really.
Yeah, so you weren't in a mood because you were ready to go home.
Did I?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But what I do remember is, well, I don't remember. So the next day, I'm walking around Lim Dam, wholesome.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da. Go in my handbag, looking for something. And I pulled out a strip of instant pictures that we'd taken.
Oh.
And they were fine, cute. Oh, it's nice. Put them back. Oh, another strip showing James. Look, me and my new friends in Ashley. And I've got my tit out. The first one, and I pulled another one out. And imagine, like, you're hungover, you're trying to be wholesome with the kids, and I'm literally like this.
Why are we like
and
this?
I've got my whole tit out. Yeah. And I was like, and then guess what I did?
What?
So I uploaded it, but put a star over my chest. And I uploaded the other one. Then luckily, thank you, one of my followers replied and was like, babe, at the bottom of the strip, it says log on to find your pictures. So I was like, delete, because you could just go on and find my tit. And as soon as she told me I deleted it, I was like going under, hungover. Whoa, everyone's going to see my tit.
But can they now log on now and find it?
No, because it's gone off my stories
now. If they'd screenshot it. Christina,
no, but now could you not still just go log on?
No, but you need my information, which is gone now. If someone screenshot, then
okay.
Yeah, you can. If you really want to go, then go and have a look at my tit.
If you're
if you're that ass, go and look at it. It looks great on the picture, so I'm not bothered.
Well, if you're a new listener, I need to tell you the worst thing that happened to me.
Go on,
Christina's.
Oh my
story.
God.
So every Sunday I do a Q&A. That's like my thing. Some weeks are better than others. This week
was
not great.
Good.
And someone put like, where did you get your sunglasses from? So I am heavily pregnant at the time and like I just had my bath and I put oil all over myself walking around my bedroom and I was like, the sunglasses from, left them up probably an hour and a half. My big fat pregnant tits
are in the reflection.
They're in the reflection of the sunglasses.
And she sat there, and you know when you're looking down, so you've got like a double chin. And she's taking a picture of
wish
these big, milky,
tits.
Dark nipples.
Yeah.
And this big belly.
And I'm like,
so funny.
But no one
told you for ages.
I wish I'd screenshot the pictures, but
do.
I was that morto that
straight
I deleted
away,
it straight away.
It was really funny, that.
It was, yeah, it was not
I went.
Okay.
It, yeah, it really funny. So
yeah.
it was nearly one of those.
Yeah, but. We were with Colleen. We just love her so much. Colleen, please come on the podcast.
Did we
day.
Ask her? That's a bit blurry. That conversation's quite
I
blurry.
Asked her, because I was with her again. I've been with her
Ashley,
two nights in a row.
We'll discuss, I think, obviously we say it all, don't
we'll
we?
We'll discuss it properly.
On Patreon, we'll talk about anything that we think might be cancelable.
Yeah, we've got one thing to laugh about.
We have to be careful still with that anyway. But
Patreon,
anyway,
yeah
so we will talk about that more. But tell me, you know the convo with Colleen? Mm. It's very, very blurry for me. Was I?
We were just like, can we have a picture with you? It's really sad, and we know when we hate it when people ask.
But please, can
we
have one? And did was there anything? Did I say anything?
You were chewing her ear off.
Oh,
I went in for the pick and then I left you.
I can't remember what I said on Saturday. But one thing that was amazing, her was it her auntie?
So he listens to
her auntie like looked at us from across the thing and was like, I love the podcast. And we were like, oh, it's Lisa's auntie. Oh my god, we're famous.
So then I had another party on Saturday. It's my friend's husband's 30th. And I pulled it together.
I don't know how you did it.
It was
two nights on a trot.
The best party.
Looked insane.
I've ever been to in my life. So you know when you go to a party and, yeah, you can have a dance, you can have a drink, whatever. No, no, no. This party, you went in and then they went, we've got a surprise for everyone. They opened these doors, two tables, actual Bongos Bingo were there.
Like the actual
The actual people. So we all sat down.
And had a, imagine, Bongos Bingo with the people that you like yeah. And it's such a good starter.
Yeah, it was honestly, oh my God, it was amazing. And then...
you look really nice as well. Did you get a full length?
No, I didn't get any pictures.
No, we didn't on Friday, did we?
Didn't
oh my God.
Any pictures.
On Friday, we got... we got out the car and we're nervous. And we're walking up to Harvey Nicks to the side entrance and there's loads of paps because obviously famous people were there, not us, but actual famous people. Cass was there. So we're going up and they didn't have a... They're looking at us as if to say, do we know her? Does anyone know who they are? Are they anybody? And one kind of considers it and then he's like, no. Don't think they are. So we were just like, whatever. And then... You see Aaron,
yeah,
who's a pap that we know and that you know from Housewives and that I met when we did Charlotte Dawson. Yeah. And he goes,
he's papped us a few times.
And he goes, girls. So I thought, And I went, oh my God, hiya. So then all the other photographers, I think, shit, they are. And he went, can I get a few pictures of you? He made us walk to the top and walk back down. And then they're all like, shit, they are somebody. And we're not. So then they all go, and we were just like, and obviously they must have thought we were somebody and I was thinking, ha ha, we're still nobody, but you think we are now. And everyone was staring at us, weren't they? We were like,
shh, in the eye.
Oh my God. And then, I'm going to put the picture on Patreon, right? So then they took this picture
we've
of us.
We've not got one decent.
Not one decent. They took this picture of us outside the stand thing. Aaron took them. And I don't know if anyone else finds this, but on my pictures, I'll take a picture, I'll do a video and I'll look back at it and I'm like, why is one of my eyes tiny? One of them is like this, literally like a cyborg. Anyway, so
Cyclops,
yeah. And so Ashley looks really nice and I'm like this, with one tiny, tiny eye.
She does have one tiny eye.
I've got one, I think it's from my blephs. So I think one blep eye is tighter than the other.
So anyway, we'll post them.
We're going to put it on Patreon because it is really, I look fucking awful. And if you were to put that next to that lovely one you took of me in the car, you wouldn't think it was the same person.
I sent it to Lauren and I was like, can we do anything?
Can we do anything with this? Because it's a nice, the only full length of us both. So I tried to face app it. I ran it through many apps. I thought if I put a Hollywood 5 on it, it'll give me new eyes. No, there was nothing that could be done. I tried to open one eye, but then my nose went all skew with. Nothing could be done with that picture.
On Patreon, don't forget, we need to tell that bad date story that we heard over the weekend that someone came to us and told us.
That was a really
Christina,
bad one.
You are going to... we need to have a debate on it because
it was almost like...
A bit weird. I've got some strong opinions on it. So anyway, that was us. We'll go into more
Mother's Day.
Yeah, Mother's Day.
Oh, it's a busy day for James.
So I was just saying this morning to Christina and Lauren, like, do you not think... I feel like we've had Christmas, New Year, Valentine's Day, World Fucking Book Day.
Oh, that fucking World Book Day. Then International Women's Day. And then it's Easter. Easter soon. Like, I haven't got time. I can't prepare.
No.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
It did feel like Mother's Day. I got spoiled. I did really, really well.
I didn't even get a cup
Did
of
you
tea.
See James's post when he put all the cards that he had to buy and then he put, I'm going to get the snip?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a busy day for him. And then my mum came round, we had Sunday dinner at mine. Mm. I had a really nice chill day, actually. It was lovely.
I'm glad I didn't go out.
Yes, so we were going to go out for dinner.
Mm.
And I just thought, partly the reason, in the morning, so she's such a bitch, right? In the morning, I wake up. Like a bit rough on Saturday. This is the day after International Women's Day. And we're in a group chat with our friend Steph. And we're talking away. Is everyone all right? And Ashley goes, you've left something here. Something very important. And I'm like, you know, you're sweating. I'm sweating. My phone, I've got my phone. Is it my car keys? It's motherfucker. It's not your car keys. It's something worse. So I'm like, oh, I can't deal with this. And we're guessing what
my debit card. Yes,
my debit card. Yes, you have left that. But there's something else. And when you find what it is, you're going to be very sad. And I'm sweating in bed, hungover. And then later on, and then I get home, she's like, it's your makeup bag.
My whole makeup bag.
I'd left my entire whole makeup bag at Ashley's house. Now, luckily, I just didn't wear makeup for the weekend, but I'm glad we weren't going out because I didn't have any makeup.
We need to play something funny to you as well before.
Oh, yeah.
Because, guys, we've got a really, really good episode.
We've got a lot of catch-up, so.
Right, here we go.
Your breath smells so painfully. You need to brush your teeth.
There we go. So Ashley went to try and hug Saskia, and that was the response that she got.
My breath did smell of poo.
Oh my God, mine will have really
smelled. A hangover literally is like someone's had a shit in your mouth, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, yeah. And you wake up and you're like, I don't remember
that. Like hamster's breath cage.
Hamster's cage. It is absolutely vile.
Ed was that fucked on Sunday. Like, I just left him in bed because he's like, he's, you know, poor thing, he's got an actual real job.
No, he's like, got a very fully real
job.
So I
just like stayed out his way and left him in bed. And I went in and put a glass of water next to him, and he went.
I woke up. When you jump, like,
and he's pale, like, and then he just
gasping for the water, trying to get the drink, like. Yeah. Oh my God, I'll tell you what I think really helped us. The electrolytes. Yeah. Absolute losers. We're sat there at the table. Everyone's drinking.
Yeah.
And then we get out our sachets of electrolytes.
And everyone's like, I wish I'd have bought mine. Yeah.
And then we drank them and then had one in the morning. And I honestly feel like that helped with my hangover. Mm. I really do. Right. Yeah. Busy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
So, as you know, on our Patreon group chat, it goes off, everyone chats. It's a lovely, actually really nice little area. But one of the things that, we had a post on there, didn't we? And it's really sad.
Weekend,
yeah, and one of the girls basically said she just really struggles to make friends. She's feels a little bit isolated. She kind of just opened up. And there were 44 replies on
There's more now.
Is there?
Yeah.
And everyone was so kind to her. They were like, where do you live? Do you want to meet
up?
They were
swapping Instagrams.
And they were like, I feel like that as well. There was loads of people saying they feel the same. They're struggling with feeling like they've
not got friends. It's not making friends. It's like having a connection with people. She said like she'll send messages and get aired and they've just ghosted her. And
yeah. She didn't feel like she had that.
Yeah.
And everyone was so lovely to her. And they were talking about meeting up and stuff. And it just got us thinking about friendships. And we realised from that post from that girl how many people are feeling the same.
Yes.
And I think it's a big thing. Like, I always talk about how many friends I've got because I feel lucky for it.
Yeah.
But not everybody has. So would you say you've got a lot, or would you say you've got a small club? What do you think?
I've got some stories that I'm going to share.
Yeah. I feel like you've got more of that than me.
Because I feel like where I live is a lot different to where you live.
I 100% agree.
Yeah, and you know some of the stories and they're fucking wild.
I don't want to put it, I don't want to be like, oh, if you live in the area, you're this kind of person. But I do think in the area you live in,
It's intense.
There's a lot of false characters.
Yeah, there is.
There's a lot of social climbing.
Yeah.
Excuse me. There's a lot of people bitching and there's a lot of wealth there.
I went to an all-girls school as well.
There's a lot of who's richer, there's a lot of that kind of social scene and that almost bitchiness.
I think I don't feel I have everywhere, but where I live,
more, I really do. And I think it's keeping up with the Joneses a lot in your area, whereas I don't feel where I'm from. Certainly not. It's just not quite the same.
No. So I have got a story of someone that I was best friends with, and then we
parted ways
because she did so many weird things.
Because you were friends for a long time.
oh, like 15 years.
It was like this pair of you came together almost for a long
time. Then I had a group of girls that I made friends with when I became a single mum, and it was in COVID, and I parted ways with them as well. Tell you all
because
about
you probably
that.
Thought at the time, single mums, that's
and do you
where
know
I'm
what?
At now.
Both things, do I regret? They served
they
their
saw
purpose
you through
at the
that
time.
Period
like,
of time. Yeah, I agree with
but
that.
But now I feel like, you know, I'm mid 30s and I've got my group of core friends now.
Yeah, the core
and
people.
I love the fact that they're all from different groups.
Same
because
as me.
Then, do you know what? When we see each other, we don't sit and talk about other people.
Because they don't know the other people.
We
and
sit and talk about what we're up to, what's next.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to sit and talk about X, Y, and Z. Like, I hate that.
Yeah.
And me and Lauren, one of our favourite quotes is, what Sally says of Susan says more of Sally than Susan.
And that is so true. If you've got a friend that is slagging off somebody constantly,
I can't cope with
what
it.
What are they doing behind your back? Now, don't get me wrong. We all have a little catch
a
up.
Bitch.
We'll have a bitch, but not about a close circle. And sometimes you may talk about another friend, but in a caring way.
Yeah.
You might say,
like concern.
Concern. You might say, she's been a bit thingy. Do you think that is a
or
different.
Or what do you think of red flag?
Yeah. What do you think of. That's a little bit different to someone who was constantly saying, oh, did you see what she was wearing?
I hate comments like that. Or when they send screenshots of people's outfit.
Yeah.
Like, that's just really mean. Like, it's 2024. Like, can we fucking stop criticising
people for that?
And
especially in the same
or
group.
What she had done to offend.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable and it makes you think. So if you've got a friend that's like that, please believe me, when you're not there,
shut them down.
You will be the one that they're talking about.
Yeah, and do you know what? Since I've started shutting people down, I feel like I'm only attracting
the right
ones.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Do you know what this is? I think it's a really interesting conversation as well. And James asks me this all the time. He'll say to me, who's your best friend?
I don't have just one.
And this is what I always say. And I'm like, my best friends are almost different for different things. Like, I've got best friends that's like a best friend almost like a family best friend, so like the kids and stuff like that, like from years ago. Then I have a best friend, like me and you speak every single day.
Yeah.
You know what's going on day to day in my life, like all the little nitty gritty, bitchy, angry stuff. You know all about that. We work together. We've known each other for many years.
So it depends what your concern was, who you'd go to.
Who you'd go to. And I feel like you have that friend, but then you also have some friends that you've not spoke to for ages, but they ride or die.
Do you know
hard.
What I must say? I think... it sometimes can be a bit intense and toxic putting all your eggs into that one best friend basket. Because when you do start getting older as well, you have friends that are going through different things in their life. And I always think, like, I have, you know, heavily pregnant friends. I don't want to ring them and moan about, like,
something that feels trivial.
Exactly. Yeah. And put it on them. Or I've got friends that have just split up with someone, so I can't ring them and talk to them about, I've just found out I'm pregnant.
Yeah,
or,
because it might hurt them.
Do you see stuff like that?
Yeah.
I think you've got to be really mindful of that as well.
Of which friends you go to. And whereas if you're all in one group, I feel like it can become toxic because everyone's into one group. Mm. And I also think if you've got a group of friends, not always, but they often fall out with each other within the group.
Yeah.
And then you get dragged into the bullshit drama.
Oh, no.
And like me and Christina were saying before, and then when you meet up, you have to meet up with them separately because such and such isn't speaking to such and such anymore. And I think that you can get involved in this toxicity that actually you're only in because you're friends with other people, if that makes sense.
Exactly. I mean, I've still school friends. I've still got, Lucy from London is still my school friend. I've got Francesca from primary school. I still speak to her. I could ring her for anything.
I don't feel like I've got that many school friends.
I've not got many, but I have got a handful.
My home group, I call them my home friends. We've been friends since we were about 14, but we didn't go to school together. So I guess they would be my school friends. I always say this, and I say it all the time, my closest, I would say, friends and people I've met was at Maya.
Yeah.
I really would. And we were laughing about this, me and Gemma. And we were saying, when you work at Maya, we had this...
It was like a cult.
A cult. We had this connection that...
Trauma bond,
I swear. And we're still such good friends. And I could ring them now with anything.
We'll talk about quickly as well how we became friends. So we became friends because we met at work.
Yeah.
When we were... I think I was 21?
I think I was... I'd 21? Been there about 20? A year, so 2021.
Yeah.
21 maybe.
So
somewhere about
something
that.
Like that. Then we worked there together for about, I think I was there for about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Then I left and went to a competitor,
yep.
Which was a bit awkward because then you all basically got told to not talk to me yep. again. But like,
and we were in this weird cult, so it's kind yeah, of like a weird
but
thing.
I managed to escape the cult, yeah. luckily.
Yeah, I was in that
because
cult
because I was like,
years.
I can't be in the cult for much longer. Yeah. And then I got a different job, but we've just like stayed friends for ages, but we didn't see each other or go out or do things for like ages.
Ages?
Did we?
No, I can't.
Because you got married.
I got married, I had a baby. So I was kind of, I moved direction with a lot of things.
Mm.
And then obviously I split with his dad. You had a baby. And then that kind of brought us, not that we'd gone anywhere, but it's just
we could always text or ring each other anytime.
But your common interest, it just changes up a little bit, doesn't it? And then we had babies a year apart and went through similar things. So that, I think from then, we kind of never went back apart.
And I do
again.
Think it is a true thing that you do, when you get into a new relationship with someone, you do hear off that person less. And I personally think once you get to our age, Lauren, and you've had that many different dynamics of friendships, it doesn't insult me and I don't get upset about
same,
it.
No, same, I get it.
I just
I
think,
it.
Don't invite her for cocktails, invite her for brunch.
Completely agree. The dynamic completely changes. And that's why when you go through your life, you do, like you said, you made single mum friends. Yeah. And at that time, you needed those single mum friends.
Because I needed to
but
navigate that.
That doesn't mean that they're going to be your forever friends. I feel like as you go through, you have friends
and
for
that's why you've
things.
Got to be careful of what you decide to tell people.
Yes, I'm very, very bad at that.
Yeah.
I have a mouth like quite... a...
Yeah.
Like, I will be like, don't say it. What, I've got a secret, do you want to know? Like, about myself, I don't tell other people's, but my own, we're open anyway, though.
I think, though, it's really sad how, like, I'm that naive that I never think that someone's coming from a bad place, but over the years...
You are much better than me, though, now at that.
I've had two really big incidents, which I'll tell you about, that brought me fucking back
You always say to me, Lauren,
they're not your friend.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah,
or I'll say, oh, when I was with, just be careful.
I've toughened up.
You're much
massively
tougher.
Now.
I'm still very gullible.
Yeah,
I think, and I assume that everyone's got the same intentions as me, and they just haven't.
So I'm gonna tell you that.
Tell
I don't know if I've ever told you like this story. This is when I learn. Fuck me, girls are. Mental.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I had a boyfriend who I lived with and I had my best mm-hmm. best friend. Like we were inseparable.
You came as a duo.
Yeah.
When I met you, it was a duo.
Inseparable. And I did not suspect that there was anything.
Any foul play.
No. And one night he was in the kitchen having a meeting and we lived on a ground floor apartment. And I opened up his laptop to do something. I'd never checked his phone before, never anything. And there was messages of her on his Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And
Facebook, though?
Yeah, Facebook. So I read, like, glanced at some of them and they were
I
that
would have
awful
read them.
That I had to shut it. And it was
like what
slagging
awful?
Me off and how I look and
how
stuff like
look?
That to him. Yeah.
Like, what?
Just like all really nasty, like personal things to him. And
what was he?
He wasn't replying much, but his replies slowly got like shorter and less frequent through the messages.
When there he's was thinking,
I looked at one of the dates was when we were both sat together at a photo shoot. And she was like literally
what?
Sat next to me messaging my boyfriend. So I slammed the laptop shut.
No.
And I rang one of my other friends who was part of that group. And I told her and she went, what the fuck? You need to get out of there now. You need to get out.
Yeah.
So I had my car keys in my handbag. So I opened the window in the bedroom and I climbed out because we lived on the ground floor.
Oh my God.
And I got in my
Fiat 500.
It's actually my Peugeot 107
oh,
at the time.
It?
And his car was parked like behind me. So I had to drive onto the grass, turn the car around.
God.
I just like threw all my shit in a bag.
Yeah.
Then I got home and him and him and the person he was having the meeting with must have been like, what's going on out there? Yeah. I got home and I just was like, I couldn't sleep for days. And then he turned up at my house and he was like crying in front of my mum and dad and da-da-da-da. And I literally text him and her and I sent them both the same message just saying, you've fucked everything up. Yeah. I've fallen out with my best friend and my boyfriend in one day.
Did she have an excuse?
Oh, God, yeah. So I just said, I don't even want to like talk to either of you anymore about it kind of thing. And then he came round and we had a chat and he was just like, you know, I'm really sorry. And, you know, I did used to talk to her ages ago before we were together. And then she must have got really jealous because I didn't know about any of that and kept it all in. And then, and that was what happened.
And what was her excuse? What was the...
I didn't want to hear it.
Not bothered.
I just left it. But I was just like, what the fuck?
And that, I suppose that, and if that's your best friend...
That can
do something like that.
Then from then you think...
If she can do it, anyone can.
And then I had like numerous other things, but then I got involved with a very toxic group of people who like when it comes
you
to like...
You got nothing good from that.
No, when it comes to like kids, family, all that stuff, like I think just leave it alone. Like you don't go near that. Like,
yeah.
And some weird shit, like... weird shit happened. And then one day I was in my apartment and one of them was round and something flashed up on a phone and I realised they'd all made a group chat without me in it.
That's just so jealous.
So but literally I went, do you know what I said to her? I went, show me your phone. And she went, what do you mean? And I went, show me your phone. What do you mean? And I said, who's in it? And she wouldn't show me. And I just went, get the fuck out. Yeah. Literally, you know when I lose my shit, I lose my shit. I went, get the fuck out and don't fucking talk to me again.
It's just nasty. Do you know what, though? When you were... Do you not think that you do, without meaning to, get sucked into that kind of shit?
Yeah.
And I think the people that you are around the most, which is why your work friends are extremely important, whether you mean to or not,
You become them
without a doubt. The people that you surround you, you've got their advice and it kind of gets into your pores.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, luckily, you stopped there and thought, not for me, because probably during that period, you probably started. I didn't know. I wasn't.
And then obviously, when I got married to Ed, I like kept everything secret, had to.
Yeah.
Like, got married and a lot of people didn't like that and they were kind of like, why are you getting... Like, I remember telling someone, like, oh, I'm getting married to Ed next week and they were like, why? And I was like, are you okay?
Like, you'd say to anyone else, why?
Yeah, like, you wouldn't go, like, shit on someone. Yeah, like,
absolutely.
Just really weird. So, anyway, I'm far away from that now. I've got my amazing group of friends. But what I'm saying is, girls, like... stuff like that happens.
Yeah, and if something's not sitting right, move away.
It will
from
lead
it.
You to a point, though, where you don't put up with shit anymore.
Yeah.
And you start to notice. Like, I always can notice when I'm sat in a new group of girls who rules the roost, who's the bitch
who's
you want,
the main,
who's this, who's that. And do you know what my worst thing is honestly passive aggressiveness.
Yeah.
And one big thing like I always say to my friends is jealousy comes in jokes.
Yeah.
So take notice
if somebody
of that.
Keeps making the same joke.
It's not
like,
a funny joke.
That you don't think that's like
a me
bit
and
hurt,
you take the piss out of each other all the time.
But if
not,
there was something, mind you, we are quite
horrible.
But we're horrible. But I think it's hard though because we're saying all this because what I was just about to say is, if someone makes a joke about something that you're actually quite conscious of, but then I thought, actually, we do that to each other.
Like your eye.
Like my eye. You'd be like, you're all with one eye. But it's different. But I think you just know and just be mindful of it. Absolutely. But so we talked about like the toxic friendships and getting away from that, because I said on the other podcast as well, your partner affects everything in your life.
Yeah.
So do your friends. So if you're in a group that isn't serving or they're doing things that isn't really you, just move away from it. There's no point hanging on. But I think one of the things that popped up a lot back to that Patreon message was, how do you make friends as an adult? Now, I'll be honest, it's not me just being like, oh, well, I'm so lucky. But I genuinely, I'm very blessed. I'm very lucky. So we asked everyone, didn't we?
Well, that's like quite a lot of my friends, their husbands play football and I feel really sorry for them.
Keep moving and relocating.
Because within one day, their kids as well, they have to be like, bye. And you just
you've
like
made all these friends and now you've got to go
a whole new country sometimes, yeah. A whole new place.
And if your partner changes, not even football, whatever it is, if you have to follow him,
yeah,
which sometimes happens as a family.
Exactly. Or you move area.
And I've
anything.
Never really had to do that. So that's probably why it's not something I've ever worried about.
So gym is number one. I think workout classes.
My mum makes loads of friends at workout classes.
Well, our gym's quite like, social.
Yeah.
And they do like a lot of events and stuff like that. So I would say gym, workout classes, 100%. Reformer Pilates.
So my
mum. Girls there.
My mum has made. Mum's got loads of friends, but. And she makes friends fucking everywhere. But she has got some friends. I'm going for coffee with such and such. And I'm like, who's that? You know, from Pilates.
Yeah.
And like gym classes. And she went on like a gym brunch day out and stuff. She doesn't drink, so that was quite funny to watch. But like that kind of thing, I do think gym. You're all interested in the same thing, so it's quite a nice little opener.
And then baby classes and play dates and stuff like that.
So if you've got children and you feel isolated, I think baby classes are absolutely
not even
the
baby
one.
Classes. Do you know sometimes if you go to soft play, like there's mums sat there by themselves, go and sit next to someone.
Yeah, but I think the classes are a bit more inclusive, so you can be, oh my God, how old such a. Although you do eat play areas, but things like that, you make friends with the people that are on the right level for you at that time. Yeah. Mums. And when you're a mum, without saying if you're a mum, you can't have non-mum friends, you're going through a time in your life, which is a wow time.
Yeah.
It helps if someone knows.
There's an app, actually, talking of mum friends, that Peanut app. A few of my friends that live in London are on that, and they say it's really good. And
I feel like in London, people do a lot of
There's a lot of stuff as well. Like, if you go on Facebook, like, you'll be Rochdale Life. I've got Knutsford Life, Altrincham Life. On all of
Rochdale Life.
On all of those pages.
I would love to see what's on the Rochdale Life. In fact, where's my phone? I'm going to have a look.
Bumble BFF, I've not heard of that.
I've never heard of Bumble BFF. So
what's
is
that
a friendship
Christina?
One? It must be an app that's for friends.
It's just, it's basically
like that peanut.
It's basically
every time
Bumble,
I say peanut, I think you're going to say penis.
Treatments, 100%. Whenever I'm in the salon, we all just sit and like laugh with each other.
Hair,
nails, everything. Instagram.
Oh my God, I've made loads of friends from my Instagram. You know? And I'll say to James, I'll be like, oh, one of my friends. And then I'll go, well, they're my Instagram friends. I've never really met them. And it's really lovely because, especially when you're a mum, I feel like you reply to the stories and you follow. I think you get a lot. I've got people on there. When I went through, which we've spoken about before, the really bad breakup with that narcissist, it was actually an Instagram friend who I've never met. She lives somewhere southy. But she was like sending me all stuff. She would check in on me every day. And sometimes having someone that's a bit away from you as well that isn't in your group is really nice. So I think Instagram, 100%. Definitely. Yeah, I agree.
Uni. Oh God, I met so many good friends at uni. I'd love for them to tell you some stories about me.
I never went to uni. I missed that whole
Honestly,
thing.
I lived in the worst halls that there are in the country.
I missed that section of
I'll
life.
I'll find a picture.
What uni did you go to?
I went to Salford and I lived in Castle Irwell. But yeah, no, I lived in halls and I fully embraced it. And I've still got like them all on my Instagram, all of my uni friends. And we all had no money and we used to just like club together.
The fond times, aren't they? When you look back, I look back at some of the times and there's people that I don't really speak to anymore. But at that time, we shared some like mental moments.
Yeah.
You might not even speak anymore, but you still hold them close, don't you?
Girls' toilet on a night out. I've definitely met loads of people.
I've met loads of friends, but not like forever.
No,
friends.
And I've taken their number and
I've
stuff
taken
and
Instagrams.
Met up with them.
Yeah.
Travelling. Honestly, I'm so upset I never got to do that.
That's one thing. I don't have any regrets really at all in life. But one thing I wish I'd done is travelled a little bit while I had no child, no commitments. And I do think you meet friends, but then I think you meet them from different areas. So I don't wish they would stay your forever friends.
Running clubs, that's a big thing.
Oh, God, no.
So is walking clubs.
What about watching telly at home club?
That's quite a good one.
Running club, no.
Boyfriends, anymore. Friends, girlfriends. Now.
Risky,
because you don't
you're connected
like,
by the boyfriend, which means you've always got that boyfriend.
And I just think as well, if I'm ever in a group of people like that, I find it, you know, hammering a fucking square into a triangle. Sometimes.
And they only want to get goss out of you to find out if you know what. Not always, like a lot of my friends.
And do you know what? Especially like I always say to Lauren, no new friends, because how much social battery does it drain? Like when you have to like reintroduce yourself to someone,
a million times.
Like, oh, yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah, I think at our age, but it depends what you've already got, doesn't it? Yeah. How many friends you've already got.
But my advice though would be as well to, we all get sucked into like our own little world because, you know, always look after number one.
And it's
guys.
24. It's yeah. a lot just dealing with your own
but,
shit.
Don't forget to check in on your friends, even if you just send a text. Hi, babe. Hope you're okay. Let me know if you want to do something over the next few weeks. Because some people like are going through stuff that we don't even know about, especially, you know, our single friends, our new mum friends. Yeah. In every phase of your life,
you're going through something.
Yeah.
And even the couples that you think, oh, they're fine.
Yeah.
Are they? Mm. Because a lot of the time, things are going on that you've got no idea. So I think just being open to making sure that the friends that you have got, you're just checking that they're okay. And
have you never been fucked over? Never.
No,
you've been in toxic friendships before.
Do you know what?
Before.
I've got, and we say this all the time, my fucking memory.
Yeah.
Ashley remembers so, because I don't really care. It just goes, Ashley remembers things. She'll be like, that happened to you. And I'm like, oh my God,
she
did.
Was in a toxic friendship. You were.
Do you think?
Absolutely. It was like a control thing.
At the beginning.
And no one would ever think that you would get led into that.
No,
and you did.
I was young and like,
and you were like, bing,
puppy
bong.
Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. My memory's really bad. I can't think of anything that scarred me anyway. I can't think of any friends that have, I'm sure there is, but I can't think of it.
What's like, have you guys got any stories of like when you've been on a girl's the arguments on girls' holidays. Oh my God. Have you never experienced any of that?
Oh God, my memory's so bad.
I've had it before where people have like left the holiday. Yeah.
I've had it before where we've left and there's like half of us aren't speaking to another half.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we were really young, like 19.
Yeah. Yes. Do you know what?
Hendus as well.
Do you know what?
A lot of people fall out.
When I was 16, I will not be letting Thea do that. I went on a girls' holiday to Turkey, to Marmaris. Some of them I'm still best friends with. And it was a random bunch of us. And we had the belts, the round belts with the...
And the discs.
On like one of the nights, one of the girls got absolutely fucking steaming, shagged someone or something, and then came back and we all fell out and she had a passport and her bags packed. I don't think she actually went, but she was downstairs in the lobby at 4 a.m., right, I'm going. And I don't think she did leave, but actually, yeah, but we were only like 16 then. I'm trying to think of any other. I can't.
Oh my God, I'll tell you a really fucked up story. So there was this girl and stuff kept going missing from my house.
Yeah.
My clothes, my mum's clothes, my sister's clothes, stuff just kept going missing. And my mum was like, well, is it the cleaner? Like, I can't think of who this would be. And this was like the least person you would suspect. And some of the stuff that I had was like from America, because I used to go all the time. You couldn't get like normal shit, right? Yeah. The one biggest thing was my sister had a pair of personalised UGG boots with like diamantes round the UGG sign from America. And my sister was so upset about these UGG boots going missing because, like, it's a fucking lot of money.
Yeah.
Anyway, she comes round.
Not with them on.
Wearing them.
If you're going to steal someone's... Guys, if you're going to steal someone's...
No, but this is how
UGGs,
psychotic people are.
If you're
going
to steal someone's UGGs, make them
then
not
I'd notice,
pull off
like,
the crystals at the back.
A few belts, like... And my sister... My sister's a size 7 as well. Not many people are 7 and this person was small.
Wow.
So then, anyway, she comes
in the
house. I'm
wondering what this person looked like at this point.
My mum comes over to me and she goes, Francesca's fucking boots. So then me and her are like,
what did we do in the kitchen?
So then, and then I'd got the ick and I was like, ugh.
And then you're all looking at it like, all sat in the kitchen like, ugh. Like you're in there with like a murderer.
So then, no, listen, this is so my mum. The next day, she goes round to the house, knocks on the door.
Oh my God.
With my dad, waiting
Excuse
in the car.
Me?
No, fucking I would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
My mum was like, you need to ring her. And I was like, I'm not. And then, my mum went round and she was like, you have got, go upstairs now and get those boots because they are my daughter's. Go, look at this on Facebook. You got this on. Go and get that. Go and get that.
Really? And I didn't think Bev would do that.
Yeah. And her dad must have been quite used to this behaviour because he just stood there and let it happen.
Maybe she was a
But she never admitted.
Is that what they're called? That
to it, and we never got it back. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go, girls. Keep hold of your bloody belongings. Do you know what? Having said that, I lend things out and forget. And I've just had a thought. I'm going to send a text out and be like, anyone who's got my shit,
give it back.
Give it back because you know my memory's bad.
Yeah, I've got one friend who literally, like, she walks in my house. And she just puts all my clothes on, uses all my makeup, uses all my skin stuff, sprays all my perfume.
Oh my God, it sounds like me on Friday.
And you'll never, ever, ever see the shit again.
Really?
Yeah, and one time she like brought all my stuff back and half it had fag holes in it. But then you just know not to lend her stuff.
I even brought, so when I went to Ashley's on Friday, and I love Ashley for this and, you know, whatever, you know, you might think that she's a bit of a bitch sometimes because you like how you are and you're very straight to the point. You are, aren't you? And I think that's good. But you are, there is a side to you that not everybody sees. It's like Friday, I go around, I'm trying my outfit on and she's like, oh my God, do you know what would look amazing with that? My Chanel necklace.
Yeah.
Puts my necklace on. And it did. And then she's like, take the Chanel bag. That looks really nice as well. What, you need a bobble? Here. And you're that friend, aren't you? Like, I've got a drawer. And I've even brought the bobble back because silk thingies
are expensive
and they are hard and you lose them, so I've even brought that back. But it's just like, it's lovely when a friend's like, come to mine, I've got football to give you. But just give it, be fair.
Yeah, it's a trust thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm still bitter about this gorgeous bralette thing that I once lent
let it all out.
And I'm like, I couldn't even ask for it now because I couldn't even remember what it's like. Yeah, I don't have that anymore, but when I was younger, when I lived with my parents, girls used to come around and my mum had GHDs before anyone else, like they were like golden, and the girls used to come around mine and do their hair with the GHDs and then charge their phone, squirt my perfume leave, and my mum cottoned onto it, and my mum was like, I'm still friends with today. And my mum would be like
using friends,
they're taking
that's
the piss, and I'd be like, using. No, they're not
using friends. So I think one of the things that I wouldn't say I need, but you do. You have access, like often we'll have a driver. So people sometimes take the mick with that kind of thing and expect that you'll sort everything out. Don't give a thank you. Like whenever you or Ed do anything, I'm always like, thank you, Ed. Yeah. Thank you for helping me out with that or whatever it is. Come round, drink all your nice shit. Borrow all your nice stuff. Because you're not, you know, because you're wealthy, it's like, oh, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like, I bet you have friends that you'll take for lunch and then won't take you for lunch back. Do you know what I mean?
I've figured out who they are now.
Come and just take.
And like, I won't ever expect someone to be like, buy the whole thing. But like every now and then, like when my friends come around, they're so sweet. The ones that like come around, like Charlotte and Amy and stuff, like they'll bring a bottle with them and some mini eggs or something like that. Like
if you're having a night in, just say, I'll grab that. Just like little things to be fair and just to say thank you.
So girls, send in your friendship dilemmas because honestly, I feel like this is getting...
It's a big subject.
Yeah. And do you know what? I think honestly, since COVID, we've all gone a bit like fucking weird.
I'm pretty antisocial.
Yeah, I am antisocial. But we're lucky that we were like, 30 when that happened-ish?
Rather than younger.
So we'd already figured out who our friends were. Whereas imagine if they were meant to be your 3 years of going wild.
Oh, they got taken off you.
Fucking 21 and 24.
We already had kids. Theo was like 2. Yeah. So I was already done.
And going out now is not the same.
No, not at all.
It's not.
But I do think the we need to organise some sort of meetup for the Patreon girls, I think.
Like, yeah,
think
we do.
Idea. Yeah, so anyway.
A walking club.
Huh? Don't invite me if it's a running club.
So we have absolutely rambled. We only have time for one dilemma, but there's some really good ones here. So I'm actually going to bank them, Lauren, for in a couple of episodes of time. Girls, don't forget, you can always email us, message us on Instagram, and we have our WhatsApp back up and running.
Yeah, we've had a bit of a nightmare with that, but it's up, it's running. You can contact us.
So give us a message and we will always try our best to help. Okay. Now, here we go, Lauren.
Okay.
Dilemma.
I had to cut off a friend a few years ago as I realised she was a narcissist. I would come away from her feeling drained every time. She constantly put me down, never said anything nice about me or others, and treated me like I was her servant. Every night out revolved around her, taking her photos constantly. And she would even ask me to go away if she ended up speaking to a guy she fancied, leaving me stood somewhere on my own. One time we were going to a concert and she demanded that she wore my bucket hat. She couldn't find hers. She wore it, but later on I noticed she'd taken it off. I asked where it was and she said, I binned it. It was only about £6.
Oh my wow. God.
If I ever got upset with her, she would scream at me. I honestly don't know how I tolerated her for even a week looking back. I had to do the slow fade with her. And to this day, I don't think she knows the reason why. In hindsight, she was a very unhappy person that needed to drag others down to make herself feel better. Narcissists are that, whether it's a friend, a work colleague,
yeah,
or a family member, yeah, or your partner.
Yeah.
And if you, it sounds like, she kind of got rid of her. But I do think you Thank do see God. These friendships where one's the boss and the other is the skivvy.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
behind them.
Well, they fuel their about fire.
Them. Yeah. yeah. They fuel it and everything's about them. Their yeah. pictures. You get a good picture
of
me. Oh, no.
Well, you know that story about that friend that I fell out with.
Yeah. And I remember that because you were quite close. And then you were like, not for me anymore.
Right. So
you, like,
basically,
pulled yourself off,
like,
didn't you? You were like, she was so self-obsessed.
Yeah. We went on a couple of like nights out, dinners and stuff like that. And like, she would be sat on her phone the whole time. And then like, before we'd go out, I'd have to rush for like 20 minutes of me taking pictures of her. And she'd go like, no, the light's not right. No. And I feel like, honestly, do you know what, Lauren? We've had friends like that. That's why me and you aren't like
no.
with the pictures.
Maybe that's because we don't.
Because it gives me like, even 2 seconds of it, I'm like, oh, I've had enough now.
Fear.
Bye.
Yeah, yeah. And it's feel the fear like, of that person trying to get the picture and you trying to get it. It's
yeah,
too much
and
pressure.
You, yeah.
No,
so I
agree.
Think maybe that's where.
We do, every time we go out, from. We intend to do some photos and
we
videos.
Don't.
But we never end up doing it.
No.
And I think I actually have got myself, like you, into a bit of a panic now, where when you need to get an outfit picture, which for our job, we're meant to be doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
I get myself into a right
no.
thingy about it.
And I
don't
like
any.
Asking other people
no,
to do it
and
for
I feel
me.
Uncomfortable. And if they're not good, like, ugh, ah. So yeah, if there are those friends where it's all about them, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you said that she was very much like always yeah. on a phone. And I think our job is to be on our phones, and I am on it a lot, but I just think check it now and again.
Yeah.
And if there's that one person that it's all about
them. If you're making
them.
Time to go on a night out, honestly, keep your phones in your bags.
Yeah, I agree.
Or there's that friend who is on a night out just to take the pictures and prove they're on a night
yeah,
out. Like, I have friends
who
don't go out that often. And I'm like, I've not seen you in ages. I just want to have a chat.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, like, let's get a
yeah.
picture of us cheersing. And I'm like,
yeah.
no, I just no, want to drink
yeah.
my Prosecco.
Yeah.
I don't want to
yeah,
grab
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
thing.
Do you know what else I've
times?
Just thought of? A friend, the friends that are out for the cock. So
yeah.
they pretend, they use you because they're single. They weren't bothered before and they need a single mate to go out with. They don't care whether your outfit's ready. They don't care if you've got, they don't care if you look nice. Like, no, you look great. You look great.
Yeah.
They want you because they need a wing woman
yeah.
to get the cock. And then as soon as you're out, they're off looking at the men and then they fuck you off to go and sleep with someone. There's
Ew.
That friend as well, I think, that you just go out and all they want to do
yeah,
is find
shag.
Men. Which, you know, don't, that's all right, but they kind of use people.
It's a minefield out there,
There's
isn't it?
There's a lot of them. God, we've got to be careful around the women, the men.
Yeah,
I feel,
everyone. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. And we will be back next Wednesday with another super fun episode. We've got some really, really exciting stuff coming up, haven't we, Lauren?
We have.
Two big things, can't say much right now. But yeah, if you head over
yeah,
to the Patreon,
exciting.
There is always stuff going on over on Patreon. And don't forget, guys, you can get our extra Friday bonus episode over on there and on Apple subscriptions at the top of this page.
Fantastic. Right, see you later, girlies and boys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.